Hello, loves. Here is the next task in the sequence. We need to timeline and plan our actions and priorities. Otherwise, we can start to move forward, yes, but we can miss big chunks along the way, which can prevent those linear actions that help to snowball that momentum. So I want you to go back to your brain dump list, and hopefully by now they're mostly categorized. If you haven't done that yet, jump back in and start to group those similar items together. You also at this stage may want to add some more things to the list too if anything comes up, which it may during this process. Now, it depends on your exact goal, direction, or project as to what areas or categories that you need to timeline, but I'll run through a couple of examples here. Feel free to jump into the group Voxer chat at any time and ask more specific questions relating to your timelining though, as I'm here to help make this process easier for you. Okay, so if we're wanting to create something online, this is the first example, we'll look at technology. Which in hindsight, this could be applied to almost any project, unless it's like 100% offline, but even then. Now, why do we need to look at technology first? Because this might influence the exact content layout or the sequences of events. And we don't really want to be chopping and changing partway through our project creation. So, what kind of technology will we need? We need to think about, is it a particular newsletter platform? Is it online course software? Is it to do with our website? Maybe it's a plugin, maybe it's an online store. Like, is it the tech set up behind a podcast? Is it software that could create cool customer journey funnels? So we need to focus on what technology is needed. Step one here is to decide what that is exactly. And then step two is to sign up and have a look around around the software to see how it's laid out. A lot of, you know, good software platforms, they offer free trials or free demos. So it's often quite easy to sign up and have a look around, go through their website, have a look at their features, and just make sure it does what you need, because it's no use creating all of our content first and then finding out that the software can't drip feed your course or can't store certain file types or is way too advanced or not advanced enough for your needs. Now, once we've landed on that, it is time to look at who we might need to bring on board. So this is just like another category of your project. Do we need to bring anyone else on board? You might be tech savvy, a great writer, a pro in Canva, like an all over, I'll figure it out kind of person. Although most of us have genius zones in some areas, but not all. So we do need to reflect and know if we need to bring on someone else, perhaps a VA, virtual assistant, for certain tasks. Maybe we need to engage a copywriter. Maybe we need someone super tech savvy to help hook up the inner workings of your software. Now, the reason I'm bringing this up now is because we need to start contacting these people to know their lead times. When I used to offer tech services to practitioners, I have lost count how many times I was contacted and asked to have a whole e-course hooked up, tested, ready to go within a few days' notice. They were often like, I'm going to launch next week, help. Oh, that was fun. So save yourself the panic later on in your project creation and contact the people that you need to bring on board at the beginning of your project. It doesn't mean that they're going to start things straight away, but we need to know. We need to, I guess, sync up our lead times and theirs to make sure that everything flows smoothly. Another aspect to look at is content planning. Now, initially, this could be sequencing the content for your project, but we might also need to look at planning for sales pages or advertising, or perhaps just looking at what kind, like what types of content you want to put out there. So there's just a few different aspects of it, but keep going through all of your grouped categories, look at what you had brain dumped, and start piecing together where it will all lay out on the timeline of your project. It's like a project management 101. I do understand though that this can be a bit of an overwhelming process, especially if details aren't your strong suit. So please feel free to reach out, jump into the Voxer chat, and we can flesh it out together. And finally, I know this can be the boring groundwork, but it is actually vital for the foundations to be built first, so that we can get to the fun stuff and the actionables, and then, you know, start creating some momentum there.